Medical Freedom Conference at local church draws large crowd. Two doctors against COVID vaccines, mandates, and other regulations gave a presentation on what folks can do in regard to their own medical freedom. By Paul Valencia with ClarkCountyToday.com. A church in Washabel hosted a medical freedom conference Sunday, February 4th, night, featuring two nationally known doctors who have been fighting against vaccines, mandates, and other pandemic-related regulations. And now, the video of that conference has been taken down from YouTube for violating YouTube's community guidelines. Dr. Peter McCullough, who spoke via video feed from Texas, and Dr. Kelly Victory, who was in California on Sunday evening, gave a presentation and also held a question and answer session with approximately 100 people at Bethel Community Church in Washougal. Church staff members plan to put a link to the conference on the church's website. Uploaded to YouTube, the link was live for less than a day before YouTube took down the link. As of Wednesday afternoon at 3 p.m., the link on YouTube was still not available. Rich Blum, the senior pastor at the church, said he wanted an open discussion with experts in the field to give people from the community an opportunity to hear about their options. The conference was called The Conscience of Medicine, Fighting for Medical Freedom Through Scientific Data and Analysis Because of What Happened in the Past. I want us to be prepared for what happens in the future. I feel like we were fooled in the past, and I don't want to be fooled in the future, Blum said just minutes after the conference Sunday night. I want our people to be informed. We're here to share the gospel. We're here to proclaim the message of truth. Truth impacts a lot of different areas of our society. I want our people protected. I want them to know the truth. I don't want them harming themselves or taking vaccines they don't need or whatever might be around the pike, Blum said. My primary purpose is always Jesus Christ. It's always going to be the gospel of Jesus Christ. But it is true that I also want us to be involved in things that are happening in the culture. With that in mind, Blum and the church invited McCullough and Victory to speak. The public was invited to the church to take part in the session. Victory did not hold back from her criticism of world leaders, from elected leaders in government to people in top science positions. She said it seemed like overnight, thoughtful scientists became idiots. Leaders in places at Harvard, Yale, and Stanford, removing every other chair in their waiting rooms. You have leaders in infectious disease promoting nonsensical measures like the wearing of face masks to control a respiratory virus, the made-up construct of social distancing, Victory said. People promoting lockdowns despite decades of research that we have that shows those are very, very dangerous. She called it a complete lack of critical thinking. Then, of course, the experimental vaccines, and worse, she said, the mandates, the pressure to force people to take the vaccines. All of these things have contributed to the loss of faith in medical institutions. What can the church do to regain trust in the healthcare system? Victory asked. It starts with recognizing how did we get here. She said there has been a seismic move from the focus on the individual to the collective. We need to get back to our roots. Your rights, your sovereign rights, are what should lead you, Victory said. There is no such thing in medicine, in the core ethics of healthcare, of taking one for the team, you know, taking a vaccine that you don't want because it can theoretically benefit someone else. Those are concepts we need to reject. We need to embrace individuality. McCullough agreed. He recently testified in front of Congress, calling for the vaccines to be taken off the market. He said polls have shown that more than half of Americans who have taken the vaccines regret that decision. He believes if more people will share their opinions with their doctors, things could change. He noted side effects, some small, but many dangerous, potentially lethal, of the vaccines, have been recorded. And COVID itself is not as harmful as it was when it first arrived. COVID is more contagious now, but less dangerous, he said, noting some studies conclude that 97% of Americans have had COVID. He said patients should do their own research. Once they do, he believes they will come to the same conclusion. Then he wants those patients to speak up, tell doctors that they do not believe the vaccines are safe. If the doctors heard that morning, noon, and night, I believe they will begin to change their opinion, McCullough said. They all need to hear your opinion regarding this. Victory said nothing is so invasive as requiring people to take an experimental injection. I think it will go down in history as the greatest breach of medical ethics, she said. Victory also noted that it has been difficult for doctors such as McCullough and herself to fight the good fight. She said she knows there are plenty, though, who support them. Despite the odds. Propaganda has always been powerful, she said. but it became a true monster in 2020. The propagandization of the world was on steroids during COVID, she said. The mainstream media would repeat things that were lies. The powers at the CDC and the FDA repeated things that were lies. And if you pushed back, you were ridiculed, derided, censored, or shamed. Some at Bethel Community Church might be wondering if that is still happening, with YouTube taking down the video of this conference. Censored by the government, or by big tech, or by the government pressuring big tech, McCullough and Victory say they will keep fighting for medical freedom. Victory noted that the World Health Organization's mantra is one world, one health. That should scare Americans. I hate to break it to you, but we do not have one health, Victory said. My health is not the same as your health. Your health is not the same as the health of the person sitting to your right or sitting to your left. She urged everyone to reject anyone who agrees with one world, one health. They do not have your best interest in mind, Victory said. Both doctors said they believe the tide is turning and that the people are starting to understand how unethical those in power became throughout the pandemic. Surround yourself with people who know you are not crazy. We will not tolerate gaslighting. We will not tolerate the community and the collective taking control over the individual. That's where this begins, and it's the only way to begin to build trust, Victory said. People need to remember. You are not crazy. You are wrong. Things that didn't make sense, Victory added. We were led down a very dark road by people in positions of power, and we can never let that happen again.